Hello!
And you're all very welcome back to the BCS podcast. Today we will be talking about all things High School Musical. So to let us know the where, the when, the how, the what, and the why, we are going to be heading over to Miss Glavy with the first interview.
Okay, and we're here with Miss Glavy, who has been organizing the show from the beginning. Now, Miss, when and where will the show be on?
The show is in the school gym, school auditorium, and it's starting with the primary school show on Wednesday, the 18th at 12 noon. Then we're doing a show for the Ballyhonus students, Ballyhonus Community School here. We're doing a show at 2 o'clock on the Thursday. Then we start on Thursday night and we do a run of three nights, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and the time is 7:30.
Perfect. And what prices should students expect for these tickets?
So adult tickets are €15 and student tickets are 10.
And how are you feeling leading up to the show?
I am buzzing. I cannot wait. It's going to be a great show.
Would you recommend everyone buy tickets?
Absolutely. We're going to be on Midwest Radio next week promoting, and we're going to sing you a little snippet of some of the songs, but there's nothing like the real deal, so come out and see us.
So thank you very much for that, Adam. And now I am happy to be joined by two guests here in our very fine studio in Ballyhonus. And they are, well, Sinead and Adam, but also known as Ryan and Sharpay.
Woo!
So you're both very welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you. It's great to be back. Can I just say, it's great to be back on the BCS podcast. Getting to do that hello on the intro just took me right back to fifth year.
And Sinead is over here, and I haven't seen her as happy yet this year in fifth year.
She's delighted to be back. Mm.
Happiest day of your life, is it?
Oh, yeah. How I missed the podcast.
So, guys, tell me, you are, Sinead, you are Sharpay in the musical.
Yes, I am.
And Adam, you are Ryan.
Ryan Evans.
For anyone who hasn't seen High School Musical, I would like to say you are quite the antagonists, yes, in this musical. Mm. You're
Dastardly.
The ones that stir up the drama. So tell me what it's been like preparing over the summer and the first 2 months of school to get into character and to get into the flow of things. Because Sinead, I know you had to change your personality a lot to get into the role of Sharpay.
You're so funny.
Well, Ryan was a very interesting character to get into. I mean, it took me a while to get into the headspace because I'm usually quite reserved and I don't like to be very out there. But Ryan's a very outgoing, flamboyant person. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun because I feel like there's a lot of energy you need for the character, and so I get to kind of have a bit of fun with that, you know. What about you, Sharpay?
I definitely, in the audition stages, I kind of knew what I wanted. I wanted Sharpay, and that's what I was going for, which is kind of, I suppose, suits Sharpay's character. You know, she'll do anything to get it. But yeah, no, obviously sometimes it can be very hard being the antagonist of the musical, because it's not obviously what you want to be all the time, but it's definitely an interesting role to play and it's nice.
Yeah, I think it definitely suits you.
Oh, thank you. No, it's definitely, it's fun to play. It's definitely a very fun role to play. She's very dramatic and she's very out there, which obviously is more interesting than most, so I'm enjoying it.
And that's the main thing, because I know myself, obviously, you know, me being Chad.
Where he's playing Chad.
I am Chad in the musical.
Involved as well.
I know myself, leading up to it now, at the time of recording this, it's only in 6 days' time. And it's unreal to think the time has flown by that much. But obviously, for anyone, again, who hasn't watched it, Sharpay goes through a lot of costume changes in this, and so does Ryan. So, guys, tell me a bit about kind of the reasons you picked your costumes, the inspiration, to put it.
Well, that's a good question. I actually took a lot of inspiration from a lot of different sort of bits and pieces of media, and kind of, I would look at, like, there's certain outfits where I think if you pay attention to the colors, my colors change throughout the show, especially if you want to contrast the first scene and the last scene. Because Ryan, you know, does go through some development in the show and his costume sort of changed. But I wanted the outfits to stand out and be fun.
And what about you, Sharpay? Tell me a bit about your costumes.
I watching the movie was a big thing for me, I suppose, seeing Sharpay's style. It's very Y2K 2000s. So obviously I had to do a little bit of searching. Bits and pieces. Charity shops came in handy a lot of the time. Cheap and cheerful. Sharpay is a great character when it comes to costumes like that, I suppose. I could really branch out and get creative and stuff, which is definitely one of my highlights in the musical, getting into costume and getting into character, and it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, of course. And final question for you now before we blather on for too long. Like I've already said, only 6 days until the show now. Past, what has it been, 5 months maybe of work has been put into this, with learning lines and learning stage directions, learning dances, taking all the grief from Miss Glavy and Miss Henry.
The direction,
that's the word. So tell me, what are your final thoughts coming up to the show, and maybe what the, if there will be kind of a downfall afterwards once you realise it's all over?
Well, I'm definitely not looking forward to when we're done, but I'm very much looking forward to doing it. I think I can say with confidence that I think it's going to be one of the best things we've had in the school in a long time. First show since 2019. And yeah, no, I think people are really going to enjoy it. I think it's really good. And mostly I'm delighted I'm a part of it.
Yeah, I know, 100%. I've been waiting. I think a lot of us have been waiting for a musical for ages, you know, between COVID, and it's always been delayed. And we were really, really hoping that we'd get one. And we're so lucky that we've gotten such a big and famous musical. And so many people know it, especially people our age. So we're all just so excited for it in the school. And with all the work we've put into it, I think it'll be a great show for the school. And I can't wait.
Yeah, I think there's been a massive build up, and obviously over 100 students. Wow. I want to really reiterate that point. Over 100 students involved, whether it's through handling stuff backstage, whether it's been through promoting it, whether it's been through the TY course, 5th year course, 6th year course, all the leads. There's so many students that have put such hard work into this. And guys, thank you so much for both joining me here in studio. Make sure to stick around, because right after the break, I'm going to be joined by Troy and Gabriella, who are both the leads of this musical. So now, to sing us into Troy and Gabriella, we have Ryan.
It's hard to believe that I couldn't see. Da-dum. It was the BCS podcast. Was gone for a while. We're back with a smile, and it's coming at you real fast. It is the BCS podcast, the musical special. I've never heard a podcast as well done as this. Oh, yeah.
Thanks so much to Sharpay and Ryan for joining me here in our absolutely stunning studio in Ballyhaunas. So now I am joined here by Jacob and Isabel, also known as Troy and Gabriella from the musical. For anyone who doesn't know, they are the two main leads. The big love story is all about them, with Troy and his basketball, Gabriella and her science stuff. Yeah?
Yeah.
And how singing comes in the middle. So, Jacob, tell me. Any jitters, any bit of worry leading up to the musical?
A small bit now, yeah. Just getting a bit closer. And, you know, it's...
Final preparations.
Feeling the pressure from the directors.
And Isabel, what about you? I know, obviously, a lot of work has went into it in the last 5 or 6 months. There's been a lot of lines to learn, a lot of dances to learn, a lot of songs to learn, especially for you. You have, like, what is it, four songs, five songs on your own, is it?
Yeah,
something like that. Do you know, so it's a lot of pressure on the two of you. So, how have you been feeling this whole time?
Oh yeah, definitely. There's a lot of work gone into it, and by everyone, and we're just kind of hoping now that it'll all come together. Obviously the last week is a bit messy and all the group dances and stuff, but it has been a bit of pressure, but the pressure's kind of kicking in now. This week is the final crunch.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, you were the last year that was here in school when we last had a musical back in 2019. You would have been...
First year.
So you obviously got a taste of what a musical was like back then. So could you tell everyone at home kind of maybe what to expect from the side of someone who hasn't been at a musical before? I've never been at one before myself. Yeah. No. So being lead for one is certainly a change.
Yeah.
So is there anything people at home can expect on the night they come?
I think it'll definitely be fun and, you know, upbeat. I know the last musical they did in the school, it was very good. Very, very good. But it was more serious. High School Musical, I think there's a good bit of humour and flavour in it. So, yeah, so we'll see how it goes.
And there's a couple of surprises thrown in here and there. A few mentions of local people changing the script around a bit. Troy, how have you been finding it, especially the dancing?
The dancing has been... Well, I'd say, to be honest, the main problem would be the cringiness of the lines.
Yeah, some of them are off about. Go on, give it just as a little bit of flavor. Like Isabel was saying, give us your worst line.
And I met the hottest little snow bunny ever. Would probably be the worst.
It's such a, imagine actually saying that to one of your lads.
I'd actually like.
You can tell this stuff is written by Disney, like some of the stuff they come out with, you know.
You can tell it was written by a child, like, or someone by a child. Like, it feels like it was.
But is it going to be a great musical?
No, yeah. The music's good. Now, like, to be fair, it's not my style of music.
Yeah.
Anyway, but there are some good songs, there are some bad songs. Yeah. So that's every musical, like.
And obviously the musical is in 6 days. 6 days' time, which is crazy to think for all of us. So just any last input, like, do you think there's going to be some kind of as I said to the others, kind of a downfall afterwards, like once you realise it's all over, is there going to be some kind of feeling there of maybe loneliness?
It'll be hard to, well, it'll be good in one way, you know, with school and everything to keep on top of it, but it'll be sad it's all over, but it's a good experience to do it now, and I'm sure we have to enjoy it while it's here.
Yeah, sure. I'll definitely miss the cast. There's some good ones, some bad ones.
Obviously we lost a cast member to a cast of his own.
Oh yeah, he took break a leg a bit seriously.
There's been many ups and downs throughout this though, but I think with the help of God we have 5 shows in 4 days.
Yeah.
And hopefully every show will be one as good as the other leading up to the final day on Saturday.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yep.
So thanks so much to the two of you for joining me here in studio. This has been us for the High School Musical, leading up to it, the preparations, the thoughts of the cast. Make sure to come listen to us, buy tickets, support us, share it all over the place. And we are 100% truthful when we say this will be the best musical you've ever watched.
Okay.
So
that's my phrase.
It's just because I'm in it, guys.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So until next time, thanks for listening and good luck. No, no.